Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's happening, people? Welcome back to the Tays and Ginge off-stream podcast. Now, you might be thinking, Tays, you don't do the intro. It's usually a ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one of them ones. But it's not today because we're missing a member. He's been somewhere. He's been away. He's been doing us proud from afar. So, I would like to welcome today's guest. What was that? And man of the match of Soccer Aid, the Angry Ginge! Woo! You alright, mate? You okay? I thought there was gonna be more of a reaction. Can we do that one more time? Just see you walk in one more time and just people clap because I just feel like they want much more of an atmosphere. Yeah. The soccer aid man. Okay. Should I say anything about Tevez or? No. Okay. The soccer aid man of the match. Woo!
Thank you.
Welcome,
mate.
You okay?
Yeah.
Nice to see you. Wow. Not here. All heroes wear capes.
I know. Some of them wear. Oh no. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. First time being on a podcast.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But no, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on here and I look forward to it.
I'm just a bit starstruck right now because I've obviously got the Soccer Aid Man of the Match on the podcast with me.
Yeah, man of the match. You know, how can you lose, concede five, and get Man of the Match? That shows how good you've actually played. But no, there's a lot of players that could have had Man of the Match, but they were ex-pros, so it's a bit unfair if you give it them. And it's an absolute honour to be part of Soccer Aid, to raise over 15 million was raised.
Wow.
15 million.
And that was just from your bank, wasn't it?
Oh, you're funny. 15 million raised for UNICEF. It was absolutely incredible.
I bet it was, mate. But I did see you limping a bit when you was walking in. What was that about, mate?
Some people say, you know, what is Soccer Aid? It's a football match. I think it's a war. Because when you step out on that football pitch, you go to battle.
You do.
Now, I went to battle.
Don't get your feet out.
I'm not getting my feet out. I went to battle with three people on that pitch. Trezeguet, Tevez, and Robbie Keane. Robbie Keane was laughing and joking, so I knew that weren't real. However, Trezeguet, he got a bit angry. Okay, that's what you're doing there, yeah. Trezeguet got a bit angry, and I've pushed him off the ball, and then I've kept hold of the ball for too long rather than just playing it Carrick, and he's come back in with an elbow. And I actually think, if you watch it back, I don't know if you can see it from the angle, but when Trezeguet comes back in to get me, his elbow just goes straight to my shoulder there because I've turned. But if I don't turn, it goes straight for my chin. So he could have knocked me out cold. And my shoulder's killing because of that still today. So don't mess with Trezeguet. And then Carlos Tevez. I don't know if you can see that, but it's all bruised there. Stud marks going down there.
He's a dirty bastard.
He's a dirty, blue, hanging bastard. That's what he is. But listen, I went for him and he went for me. And to be honest, that's what I'm all for. I think the game's back.
Battle, it is back. That's what I got glimpses of the game. I've seen it. Going back, but it's fucking lucky, let me tell you, that I was on that tear up.
Right.
Oh my, I was trying to get down. Listen, if it weren't a big drop, I'd have been on that pitch.
Is
if
it?
It was hitting you, oh my God.
Nah.
I ran on and I got, you know what I'm like?
Yeah, you are. You struggle to be contained sometimes.
I do.
Nah, no, I appreciate
that. That is why they put me on the
upper tier.
The upper tier, because they didn't want me running on.
Nah, I appreciate that.
We was going to say, if you did score, we was going to find a way to run on.
Yeah.
Chaz was trying to like naked streak and that, but.
Yeah, but you've got to think if Chaz is going to try and run on, Old Trafford's struggling to stay up anyway.
Yeah, that's.
Do you know what I mean? That roof will come down.
Yeah, it will.
But he's bum, 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 bum all over the pitch.
Imagine Chaz is trying to do the Sioux when he used to go.
Yeah, no chance. Bad.
But anyway, it was your first time. And how was it playing at Old Trafford?
It's really hard to describe because obviously I grew up United fan, dreaming of playing there, and then obviously I've played there before but empty, but then when you're playing there with a crowd, 75,000, it was just magical, I think is the word. Dreams come true. Like you think when you get there you find, like, and I'll be honest, I wasn't nervous at all for the game, wasn't nervous at all, but then when you look up and you see everyone, so like your stand, the Sir Alex Ferguson stand, you've got the bottom, the middle, and then even above that you've got the top, you just look and you think, oh, that's full. It's crazy. It was just honestly magnificent, and it's obviously something I can say I've done, which is incredible.
Do you know when you're in the pits and we've asked footballers that same thing, can you hear things, or is it a bubble, what's it like?
Well, it's definitely harder to communicate to people. Right. Because obviously I've got Gary Neville next to me, so I'm shouting at Gary, but then he struggles to hear me because of the crowd, etc. And I've got Louis to my right, who I'm instructing, but Louis's quite good, to be fair. He was very good, Louis Tomlinson. I thought he played really well, and he listened right back. He stayed exactly where he needed to do. He was absolutely quality. Credit to you, Louis, mate. And then obviously we were all right in the first half because we had Carrick, Jill Scott and Jack Wilshere in the middle. They were all just talking and talking. But you do hear the crowd. So like, I think it was 30 minutes in. I think we were just after I cleared it off the line and we I think we were 2-0 up or something. No, 1-0 up. And they're chanting my name. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, hang on a minute. I'm sure that's engaged, but I don't want to turn around and clap in case it's not. It'd be really embarrassing. And then it got louder and louder and louder. And then, yeah, I did actually nearly start crying on the pitch.
That was the maddest thing. And I've actually got a video to play to you right now. It was honestly...
Mate, when I heard that, honestly, I think it had just gone out for a goal kick. And I turned around to clap. And then I had to turn back around and because I was genuinely on the verge of tears. And I was like, I'm not crying whilst I'm on the pitch.
We started getting emotional.
But you did?
Yeah, it was...
It was mental.
Listen to this.
It's mad.
That is crazy.
It's, honest to God, it's fucking crazy.
Angry.
He's mad, innit?
It kept happening, but we was getting dead wound up, yeah, because we was trying to get our phones out to video it.
Yeah.
And every time it'd start, someone would shoot, so everyone would go, ooh.
Yeah.
So it'd stop, but it was
It was mental. So anyone who's watching this who did chanted, I appreciate you all, honestly. Absolute fucking legends.
That is absolutely nuts. We was thinking, imagine your mum listening to that.
Yeah.
Sat in the stadium thinking everyone's shouting Angry Juniors. It's absolutely crazy. But obviously, Soccer Aid is much more than just that game.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has the charity stuff. And there's also a big build-up with the training stuff.
Yeah.
Which people might not know about. So can you please describe the whole experience from start to finish? What went down? Maybe little inside jokes you had with people or, you know.
Yeah. So I'll describe it from when I got told I was playing.
Yeah.
So I woke up. This would have been sometime in February, I think. Woke up in Feb and I got messages. I got a message off my manager, Stu. Absolute goat, unbelievable. It said deleted message and underneath it was, I hope you didn't read that. It'd be better to tell you on the phone. So I'm thinking, something's going on here, like panicking, thinking someone's dead or something, right? Then I ring him and he goes, are you sat down? And I go, yeah, why? And he goes, you're playing in Soccer Aid. And I think for 15 seconds straight, I just went, fuck off. I just couldn't believe it. Right, over the moon, gassed. I was jumping all around my bedroom, absolutely buzzing. Then Stu was just trying to basically say, shut the fuck up, I've got more stuff to tell you here. So then Stu and I explained it all, stuff like that. Then we went to Stamford Bridge, I believe, which was the media day where they take your photos in the kit. They take your videos where you got the Soccer Aid lighting in the background doing kick up stuff like that. Tell you more about UNICEF, the great charity that it's for.
To keep this quiet at this point.
Yeah. So I couldn't say anything at this point.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, it was, especially when my Twitch chat are going, oh, do you reckon you'll be in Soccer Aid this year? I'm going, I don't know. I still don't know how it was, to be honest, yeah. But obviously at that time I knew. Then it came to the announcement day, and I did actually get released, I think, the day before I thought it was going to. I think it was actually whilst I was at Ballers, either, it might have been week one at Ballers. I got announced that night, and then obviously I went on stream, told everyone, or the Tuesday after. And yeah, it was just... incredible. Then obviously the hype that I'm building inside myself, getting excited for it. But obviously then before this, I've got the Sidemen match. So that was something else, which was just incredible. Wembley. Then after that, I'm thinking, wow. So I think the Sidemen match was March the 12th, was it? 8th. March the 8th. So then as soon as I've played that, I'm thinking that is obviously...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I cried at the end. Crazy. And then I'm thinking in less than a month's time, April. I'm playing in Soccer Aid, and that's going to be at Old Trafford, sold out as well. So, yeah, it was definitely hard to get my head around. But then the days come, the weeks come, they move quick. And I then go down on London. I go down to London on the Wednesday, the night before we all start. Stay in a hotel, film a few podcasts, I think we did. Then on Thursday, go to the hotel that where we were staying. And I was like, it was a bit like the first time I played in the Sidemen match, this, because I wasn't necessarily nervous for football, because I know I'm decent at football, and on a pitch that size, you get loads of times, so no need to panic about the football. It's more the fact of the people I'm meeting, like, you know, your Wayne Rooney's, even though we already know him, Gary Neville, Joe Hart, Phil Jagielka. I don't know his names, mate. Phil, I don't know your name's got in there, mate. But if I love Jags. Like, everyone there, like, just, I can't even name them. Tony Bellew, Bonucci, Vidic, Van der Sar, Schmeichel. Like, the list goes on. Carrick. I'm just so nervous to meet all these people. And then the celebs as well. Just incredible, like genuinely incredible. So I was very nervous. And then the first celeb I met was Tom Grennan. You were there, actually, weren't you? Yeah, you came with me. Tom Grennan, we were in the car park. Tom Grennan pulled up in his car, said, "Yo, Ginge," went over, chatted to him.
Didn't he look wham?
Yeah, Tom Grennan's fucking, he's doing all right, yeah, put it this way. So then Tom Grennan goes in, and then we get there around the corner, get told to go in the Suzuki car. So then Jolie was also there. She was in the car interviewing us. Then, fuck off. Right, then we get drove round, saying, right, okay, you're going to go back in now. And then in my car was Gorka Marquez, who at the time I weren't aware of who he was. And then found out he was on Strictly Come Dancing. He's Spanish, but he's lived in the UK for, I think, 16, 12 years now, actually.
I think he's with Gemma Atkinson, if I'm right.
Is he?
Am I right there?
No, well, fair play of yours. But yeah, no, he's really nice, incredible guy. So we both got in the car, dropped off. Then obviously we get dropped off outside, all the media stuff, photos, videos, etc., etc. Walk in, check in. My room wasn't ready. Went straight down to dinner. And I walk into the dinner. I've got Schmeichel sat down. I've got all these people that I'm looking at going, what is going on here? Jermaine Defoe, Aaron Lennon. And I'm just sat there and thinking, what is going on? Alex as well. Alex Brooker, he's hilarious comedian. Hence the name, to be fair. Paddy McGuinness, like Vicky, who was part of the coaching staff on Line of Duty. Incredible, really nice as well. Tony, Steph, like everyone there. Just walked in. It's almost as if I kind of walked in and I've took it in my stride. I've carried on, acted normal. But in my head, I'm just going, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what is going on? All these people. And then have dinner, go up to training, go train. Again, the training's not basically football training, but it's a bit like mess about games. We all get to know each other, have a laugh, etc., etc. So that was good. Felt more comfortable as the days went on. I was vlogging as well. But obviously, it was hard when I was vlogging there because I was like, these celebs are a bit different to us, so we're used to the camera being on us all the time. If anything, they probably don't want the camera on them at times. So at times, I'm vlogging, I'm making sure I'm not going to piss people off. Like, I'm not going in people's faces going, oh, yeah, can you give me an opinion on this? Like, Jill Scott was really good with it. She didn't mind being on the vlog. So, yeah, shout out to you, Jill. You were amazing. Tony as well. Absolutely incredible. Then we did training. And then on the Thursday, went to Ballers. Lost in the semi-final. SDS won. So, yeah, that was good. Then came home on the Friday. Then I came home after that. I got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Three in the morning I got home, walked to the hotel, walked in, straight to bed. Then I set my alarm for 10, woke up at 10. We needed to be down into the changing rooms, changed at 10:15. So I'm thinking, oh shit. But again, everyone was really chilled. There's no real rushing about or anything like that. Everyone's chilled. Just do what you want, take your time, relax. Then again, training day two, we're all out there. That's when I see some more of these greats turn up. Just have to think now. My mind's gone blank because I'm on the podcast, but trying to think of everyone there. Bear with me. Search Soccer Aid. Yes, mate. Robbie Keane. Oh, Robbie Keane, by the way. Hilarious.
So I thought he snapped at you on the pitch.
Yeah, so there's a moment where he grabs my shirt.
Was he joking?
Yeah, but he's joking. So when he grabs my shirt, I'm thinking, actually, he's serious. I'm thinking, oh, don't be angry at Keane, right? And then he turns up and he just looks at me and goes like that. So he's so funny. There was a night. The thing is, what I've learned whilst at Soccer Aid is it's Robbie Keane's world and we're just living in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's so funny, right? So on the Thursday, I missed the first karaoke night because obviously I was at Ballers.
Ballers, yeah.
But then on the Friday, I stayed there, obviously, and I went there. And you've got these chairs all set up. And we'd finished watching Sam Thompson's documentary. So Sam Thompson jogged from and cycled from Stamford Bridge to Old Trafford, raised over £2 million for UNICEF, which is just incredible. So credit to you, Sam. That's amazing. And we watched that, and like we're all taking the piss. Like Keno's just taking the piss, going, fucking hell, turn this fucking shit off and all that stuff. Just fucking great banter. We're all pissing ourselves. He's there with a beer in his hand, and he's just sat there on this single chair. Right, just watching everyone as if he's the fucking godfather, right? Just so funny. And then he's there instructing everyone to do karaoke, passing the mic around. He started us off on karaoke. Everyone's passing the mic around.
Did he have a sing?
Yeah, he had a sing. Then obviously I got spun into it for initiation. So I sung Don't Stop Believing. I did actually want to sing Adele, but I got killed off everyone because it would be like a mood killer.
Right, so
which is understandable.
Up-tempo.
Yeah. So I sung Don't Stop Believing. Toby sung The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
Oh my, I bloody love that song.
Yeah, brilliant tune.
But that's a bit of a sad one.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't understand the consistency there. But he did it like 3 or 4 after me, so.
So it already started coming down.
Yeah, but I think the best performance on karaoke was, I'd have to go Dame Denise, the Olympic medalist.
Really?
Yeah, she sang Whitney Houston. I think it was Will You Love Me. Oh, it's not the obvious Whitney songs, but it's up there. Incredible song. She sang that and she was absolutely incredible.
Really?
Yeah, she was incredible. And another great one was Big Zoo.
What was he singing on there?
Yeah, he sung on there. I can't remember what he sung now. But once I noticed, it's an obvious song. But yeah, he was class as well, Zoo. And then
the big personality,
yeah, man. Yeah, he's a big guy as well. I call him Wreck-It Ralph now. And Big Hero 6. That's, if you ever see Zoo now, call him Ralph because he knows the score. He knows the score. Trust me. Well, anyway, that's the... Then we do training, finished on the Friday. Go and have meal, go and have dinner. Oh, no, I'd already skipped that karaoke. But yeah, we'd all done that. Go to bed then. I think I went to bed at 2. Some people up till 3 or stuff like that. But like during the day on the Friday, I'm sat having dinner. At my table, I've got Roman Kemp to my right. I've got Aaron Lennon sat in front of me. Jermaine Defoe. Joe Hart. David James. Peter Schmeichel. And we're all just asking about everyone's careers. Like a lot of people are fascinated in mine because obviously it's like the new era or whatever.
And they're all
so
right.
Like, yeah, so they're like... So... they're just asking loads of questions, like, what do you do? How do you make money from it? Stuff like this. And some of them just can't get their head around it, which is, I've heard it before, people don't get it, which is fair. So I'm telling them about that, and then they're telling me about theirs, like Joe Hart, when Pep got rid of him, and his time in Italy. And I actually spoke to Harty and JD about their time in Scotland. And I said to them both, without even thinking about anything to do with Scotland, I said, like, what were the derbies like? Like, what was the most what was the biggest atmosphere you've ever played in? Because obviously Joe Hart was at Celtic and Defoe was at Rangers. And they both answered, like not in the same time or anything, they both said the Celtic Rangers derby is the biggest derby that they've, like, atmosphere wise, because they said you can feel like you can feel the hatred for each other
between the teams.
Yeah, between the teams. So that was mental to know, because I've always took the piss out of Scottish football. I won't be anymore, let me tell you. But I only do it for nibbles anyway. But yeah, it was just to hear them both say that was the biggest atmosphere and the most toxic. I went to Joe and I went, what about Manchester derbies? He went, mate, compared to the Scottish derbies, no, absolutely not.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Mental. And then Richard Gadd, he was also there.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Acted in Baby Reindeer. He was absolutely class. And do you know what I like about him? Really good, down to earth. Everyone there was down to earth. Everyone there was really, really nice. But yeah, everyone got on so well. Everyone was just, the banter flying around was hilarious. Paddy McGuinness for Thursday and Friday kept farting, right? And I'll call you out on this, Paddy, because it was you. Don't even bullshit, right? And it was bad. These were really, really bad. So on this Friday karaoke night, there's a chair here. There's two chairs there, right? And I'm on my own chair in the corner here. You've got Tony Bellew, Tony the ex-pro. Then you had Paddy here. You had Aaron Lennon at the end, JD, and Paddy. He's farted again. And again and again.
It looks like a fart.
Yeah, he does. And he's just blaming everyone else. And it just, even though it's fucking disgusting, it just helps. Like, everyone gets on. It's so funny. He's there blaming me and stuff like that. And then moves to the other side of the room and stuff. And then Kino's just sat there again with his beer in hand, just watching over everyone like that.
Like the Godfather.
Yeah, literally. It's just brilliant. Then Saturday comes along. Up very early on Saturday for breakfast.
So did you stay at the hotel?
Yeah.
Right.
Up very early on Saturday for breakfast, 8 o'clock. Then go changing rooms, get changed, go out for training. First little bit that was actually like football training. Then we went in for dinner, came back out, football training again.
Wazza arrived at this point.
Yeah, Wazza got there on this day. So Wazza got there Saturday for, and then was with us on the coach down.
So we drove up Saturday morning just to drive back down?
Yeah.
Right.
Wazza,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he was there for that. He'd arrived, said hello to everyone. And I went, cause he told us he'd be there Friday, didn't he? So I said, Waz, what are you doing, mate? What time did you call this? He went, this is me, I'm here, aren't I? Like, yeah, fair enough, that's all that matters. So then he pulled up. Again, really well. And then Tevez turned up that day. Trezeguet turned up that day. Rivaldo turned up. No, I don't think Rivaldo trained, actually. He didn't, but Bonucci and all that didn't. They just to watch these pros play, just mad.
You just see the like difference.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just how they strike the ball, how they hit it, how much power they put into him. He's mental. Then on Saturday, do all the training bits, come out, get on the coach. And then on the coach, I'm sat next to, I've got JD in front of me. To my right, Sir Mo Farah. I will say, mate, Mo Farah is fucking brilliant.
Your new best mate, isn't
he? He's one of my new best mates. He is absolutely class. Funny, down to earth, little bit mischievous, and he's just a character. He's got such a good personality. He's brilliant. And then Stephen Bartlett to my right. I love Stephen from Dragon's Den. So yeah, that was class. Spoke to them all. And then Bella Ramsey came in because JD went down the other end. Bella Ramsey came in, spoke to Bella Ramsey. They were brilliant as well. Absolutely class. Then coached down, had a little nap, arrived at the Hilton, which is where we stayed. Pretty sure there, we literally went up for dinner. We had a live band. Actually, at the hotel before we went to Manchester, Dermot Kennedy performed with his guitar, some music, and it was literally, we all went silent. He was there with his guitar, and he was just singing, and his voice, incredible. If you don't know who Dermot is, he's a person, a celebrity who performed at the halftime during the match. He was just incredible. I think it was like 4 or 5 songs with his guitar. Just, he closed his eyes, he had his guitar in his hand, and he just played, and to hear his vocals,
just so natural and...
Yeah, natural, like something you dream of.
To be fair, I agree with you.
But yeah, I didn't know some of the songs he'd actually made. I got on really well with Tom Grennan as well, another singer. Tom was just absolutely class.
He seems like a proper...
Yeah, Tom guy. Tom was brilliant. Sam Tompkinson was brilliant. To be honest, I got in with everyone. Everyone there was just so good. So nice, so welcoming, and just incredible.
Who would you say you was the most starstruck to meet?
Starstruck to meet? Obviously, if we weren't mates with Wazza, it would have been Wazza.
Yeah, of course.
However, I would say Edwin van der Sar.
Really?
Yeah. Because
starstruck when you seen him?
I wouldn't say, what do you mean by starstruck?
Like someone you see and I was like, oh my God, that's him in the flesh. Like,
just, yeah, a little like, bit, yeah. Like... Because I'd been like this distance from Schmeichel doing, I did stuff with Sky, and that's good, and like Roy Keane as well. But it's like when you see because I'd never been near Van der Sar. Because Van der Sar was the goalkeeper that played the first time I went to Soccer Aid as well. And one of my goalkeeping icons, heroes, Man United icon. I absolutely love him. And then when I was a kid, we went Pontins and I had spending money. And I said to my mum, I don't want to spend anything in the arcade or anything, because the new United goalkeeper shirt was out and it was that yellow and black one. And I'd recently bought one off a website, got it, ready for him to... Well, no, this was actually months ago before I even knew I was playing Soccer Aid. And I thought, do you know what, I'll get it signed. So this is on the Sunday, I've got it. We stayed in the hotel on the Saturday. Sunday, I've got it. I've nipped home, dropped my suitcase off, gone back to the hotel. And then I've took it to him. I said, can you sign it? Yeah, of course I can, blah blah blah. I signed it, and like, it's really weird because when people ask me to sign stuff, I'll do it. Does not bother me at all. I ask for photos, but then when I want to ask other people for photos and sign like stuff, I feel awkward doing it. I don't like it. But I couldn't miss that. And out of everyone there, even Vidic, Schmeichel, he was the only one I wanted to sign shirt off, and I got it. So I'm absolutely buzzing. He wrote 2 Ginge and then signed it, Edwin van der Sar. Incredible. But I think him and a little bit of Tyson Fury as well.
Yeah, surely, yeah.
Because I'd never watched boxing until Tyson. And then the thing I love about Tyson is his story, where he came from, his mental health struggles and stuff like that. So the fact of I could actually meet him, and I was really nervous to meet him in a way. But then, I don't mean this in like an egotistical way or something or anything, but the thing that made it easier is his kids really wanted to meet me.
Oh, so you knew it, yeah.
So I was like, fucking get in, yeah, right? Because I've got that's my pathway to speak to him and stuff like that. So then his kids have come over. He signed this, can you do that and all that? Yep. So I've signed it and gone over. And then I've gone over to his table, shook his hand, said hello, shook Paris's hand, said hello to her as well. And then sat back down. Basically, Saturday, I spent 50% of it with Phil Jagielka. because he didn't have an hotel room, so I felt bad. So I went and sat next to him all day. But he's just a joker as well.
Why didn't he have an hotel room?
Because he lives, I don't know where he lives, but he'd stayed at home the night before and came there.
Okay.
But yeah, Jags is so funny as well. He's class. So then, yeah, I went and spoke to Tyson. And then Tyson's, he said to me, out of everyone here, and obviously I'm in the same position as Tyson because I understand what's in the room here, yeah, right? Out of everyone in the room, Wazza, but himself as well. Gary Neville's turned up now. You've got all these unbelievable celebrities, all these unbelievable footballers. He said his kids were most excited to meet me. And he said it's crazy. And I went, I don't understand it either.
This is what people, like the older people, won't get though. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a whole new age and stuff.
It's mental. But then I suppose he broke it down and I was explaining to things. I was like, I stream, or I mainly try and stream 7 to 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. So then people are constantly, and it's the same with us when we all stream, people aren't watching actors. They aren't listening to people's music. They're watching us. Like, they're getting to know actually us. And you build that, I can't remember what the relationship's called. You build a certain relationship with your audience and they get to know us actually as people. So like when you're watching fucking, for example, Tom Grennan sing a song, you don't actually get to know Tom Grennan.
Yeah.
But you know his music. Mm-hmm. And I'll speak to him about this as well. Tom, when we were having dinner, I said to him, like, I do actually feel sorry for you in a bit, because it's like all these celebs can never really be themselves, like in public or online, whatever, whereas we can. So for example, I said to Tom Grennan, I said, what I mean is, if he was to come out and just fucking tweet someone's mum's a slag, the media would be all over it.
The
crucify
papers,
him.
It'd be in the papers.
Exactly. We say it on a daily, right? And no one's asked, but because we've always done it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying we're on the same level as Tom Grennan, just to clear that up. But it's like he was saying to me, like, yeah, he wouldn't be able to do that. And it's crazy how we all do it. I was just like, it's weird. That's the world.
It's like two different lanes, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe obviously because of the streaming and stuff, yeah, and stuff, but if you've come through doing that and that's the reason why you're so big, then people can't exactly mourn.
Yeah, I suppose so.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111 and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But it was like, I was speaking to James as well. You know James, don't you? Scouts actor,
yeah.
He was incredible. Absolutely really nice guy as well.
Proper nice kid, isn't
it? Yeah, really nice. But yeah, got on with everyone. Just can't speak highly enough. Everyone was absolutely incredible. And I loved it.
It's good that, because they do say don't meet your heroes, but if you've gone met a fucking...
I've met a few of them. They've all been just incredible people.
There's hope in the world.
Of course there is.
Would you say it's in your number one proudest moment now? Where did it go? Because we were chatting about your top...
Yeah, the last episode we said top three, didn't we?
Where does it go? Just think of that angry ginger.
It's number one.
You gotta be in it.
It's number one. this year will probably be the greatest year of my life. Just from what's already happened. No, not unless fucking, you know, touch wood, someone doesn't fucking drop dead in that 6 months. But yeah, that soccer aid, best day of my life. I don't think it'll ever get topped. I don't know what can top it. I genuinely have no idea what can actually top it. So yeah, best day of my life. And then I think, what was number one last time? Wembley. Wembley number two. And then number three, I don't know what it was. Maybe. I can't remember what my options were, really.
Side, man.
No, I think it might have been my first sideman match. Yeah, I'll go sideman match number three.
One of them was a goal. One of them was one of your goals. I think both of them was a goal.
No, I didn't score in the first sideman match. Oh. I was just getting the called up. Yeah, it's third. It's a weird one, actually, because the first sideman match is the one I got called up 2 days before, and I'm fucking buzzing, ecstatic, and I'm nervous. That was good. Then obviously scoring at Wembley and being at Wembley was unreal, but I just don't think anything will ever top Soccer Aid. Like, to have Old Trafford chanting my name was just...
Would you do it again?
Fucking would I? I've been fucking there every week. Oh my God.
What if it was at the Etihad?
So interesting, I said this. I got interviewed after the game. I think it might have been on Good Morning Britain.
Gone clear him, aren't I? Good Morning Britain. Bloody hell, now you're on here with me.
Oh, see. Charity's work never stops.
Wasn't that funny?
No. Granada News as well interviewed me. I said, obviously, I came to these all as a kid. Soccer Aids. Said the only one I ever refused to go to was when it was at the Etihad.
So would you play if it was there next year?
Yeah, because I'm not a kid anymore, and it's more than the football match.
Oh, you're not? What's
no.
that to my kid?
Well, oh, brilliant. I mean, to be honest, 23, I argue I still am a kid. Just quite a young one. Because, if you're a footballer and you're 23.
Young, yeah.
You're a young kid.
I won't say kid.
All right, you're a young lad.
Yeah. Definitely still young. I don't feel like a man yet.
No. Well, Eva says you're not a man. Do you know what I mean? When she comes over, oh, he's not a man. He doesn't satisfy me. I said, listen.
She can't be talking about me.
I'll do it, sweetheart. But yeah. Listen. First of all, who am I to say no to any soccer aid? And second of all, I will do anything to help raise money for UNICEF.
Yeah, because you love charity, don't you?
Well, no, I actually do, but obviously during the week, you actually learn more about it, and it's sick what they do.
Obviously, we was all there supporting you.
Yeah, who was we?
It was me, Chazza, and JK.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a mare at first. We didn't think we was going to get in. At one point, I even had to put on my stories and not have tickets. Because for like a month, we've been solidified that we're sorted.
Yeah.
So we've not even had to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, it fell through. And we didn't want my over you because it was the big day. So we was trying to sort. We would have been there no matter what.
Yeah.
We even said we was going to... We was that desperate. We was going to the game without a ticket. I'm going to buy one outside.
What, have someone at random?
Yeah.
I think that's illegal.
Is it? We weren't going to do that.
What is it? Ticket? Definitely illegal.
I don't
that.
We wanted to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, fair enough.
We would have been there at any point necessary. Any means necessary.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. But no, I appreciate you coming though, thank you.
There. And yeah, it was a mad feeling for us, so we couldn't stop saying, like, imagine the feeling it was for your mum.
Yeah. So my mum, my nana, my sister, and my cousin was there. My sister's girlfriend was there. I got him on the pitch after, actually, as well. Just told him to come down.
Oh, we've seen you on the pitch after, mate. We've seen it.
What's that meant to mean?
What?
What's that meant to mean?
We've, like, seen you on the pitch after it. Like hugging and that?
Yeah, it was my mum.
No, not your mum.
My nan?
Who else was with your mum? Like gabbing and having a laugh and stuff.
Oh, my uncle?
No, I think she had like one guy.
No, just say the name or...
Who, Jola?
Oh, that is, yeah, nice.
So did you invite her, did you? So here's one for you. We got put in the stands for Jola, didn't we?
Jolie was not there on one of my VIP tickets. I just want to clarify that very quickly.
Right, okay. But yeah, we've seen the little rejoice of hug.
Well, yeah, it's what you do. You say hello to your friends. Is that not normal, is it not?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Thank you. I know mate's a prick for putting it on TikTok. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I got my uncle on the pitch. I got my uncle's daughter, so what's that? My cousin?
Are you all right? Your uncle's daughter?
Yeah.
You don't know what that is?
Yeah, cousin.
Do you know, imagine I was saying this now. Oh my
God. It's not my niece, is it?
No, it's your cousin.
Yeah, so it's cousin. So I was fucking right then, you dick.
Why is it so hard to work out?
What?
Why is it so hard? He's my uncle's kid.
I didn't work it out, I got it right.
Yeah, but it took you fucking long enough.
Cousin, anyways. Cousin, she had a kick about with...
What you about your cousins?
Oh, fuck off. So then Nicky, the rest of the world goalkeeper. And one thing I will say, right, bit of consistency here with the goalkeepers. Nicky, the celeb goalkeeper for the rest of the world who pulled off that ridiculous double save,
yeah,
came through at Leeds. So you could argue semi-pro. And we've got fucking Paddy McGuinness. Give us fucking summer here. Second half, they have a semi-pro keeper and Carlos Tevez. By the way, Tevez is a joke.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
We didn't really notice. He only turned you inside out four times. Bloody hell. You was having a brilliant game till he got subbed on.
Yeah. You know what I don't get, right? I'm reading the comments and people are going, oh, his ginger plays so well, right? And all this. And they're going, Tevez should have got man of the match. Tevez, I don't know if anyone realise this. He's probably one of the greatest strikers to ever play the game, right? Probably top 10, top 20. Would you not? He did play for City, you know?
Yeah, I know.
All right. And yet, he's won the Champions League, he's won three Premier Leagues, he's played against a fucking streamer, he's played Sunday League, and Paddy McGuinness and tapped him in four goals. And people saying that deserves man of the match. Have a day off.
Yeah, he should have scored 10, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he probably should have. But no, he's ridiculous. And do you know what annoys me the most? Big Zoo's goal, the one that won it, he's trying to tell me he meant bottom corner.
He thinks he did. Do you know what I did notice about Zoo, though, like, from watching the training clips? He does have a whack on him.
He does. He does have a whack on him.
He does.
But I still don't think he meant near post.
That's what I've noticed about people shaped like that. Because have you seen Chunks? He's the same.
You're making a lot of enemies here, mate. You're making a lot of enemies here.
What do you mean?
I don't agree with that. I think Chunks is fantastic. I think he's in sublime shape. I think Wreck-It Ralph on the other end. Big Zoo. Come on, mate. Come on, Ralph. Nah, I love Zoo. He's fucking brilliant. Unfair will say, Carlos Tevez' free kick. Yeah, that was another one. The fucking free kick. You can't give a man of the match for that free kick.
Did you see where Paddy was?
Yeah, he was behind the goal. Mate. Oh, Paddy. And then the one, what was it? The goal that he conceded from Zoo. That goes in, and then he said his calf's hurted.
What a finish that was, though. I'm not going to lie. From Zoo.
Yeah.
Watched it back. It's a fair belt.
It's a finish. But do you know why I'm really annoyed?
Why?
Because in my head, I'm stood on the line because I know he's going to shoot. And I've predicted he's going to finesse it round him. But then at the last second, I thought, I'm better off covering front post. And I just don't go in time. Otherwise, I could have cleared it off the line.
So it's your fault?
Well, no, because I did clear it off the line. Oh, yeah, down the other end. We've not mentioned that yet, have we? The clearance off the line. Wow. Trezeguet's made this running behind, right? Bear in mind, I'm playing the offside, so I don't know if he's on or off. Joe Hart's come out, tried to do it, dinked it over Joe Hart. It's crazy. We're 1-0 up, England, and I'm thinking, oh, 1-1 here.
Not on your watch?
Not on my watch. I've looked at it, and I've gone, I'm getting that. And then in my head, whilst I'm running up to it, I'm going, normally, come across your body, you go left foot, or I just get something on it. I went right foot out, cleared it off the line.
The rest was history.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The rest was history. I'm trying to think now. I'll speak about the Tevez. So,
because I thought you was going to start swinging it at one point.
What, Tevez?
Yeah, and I seen the little clip of you touch hands after it, but yours was like,
Yeah, because I'm not asked.
You're a mad little bastard, aren't you?
Chill, you mad bastard. I am, though, yeah. No, because at the end of the day, I'm a United fan, He's gone to City. I don't fucking like him. And the best thing is, it'll be in my vlog, this. And we were walking down the stands. I got Wazza behind me. And I can't remember what I said or something. He went, oh, I said, any advice on defending Carlos Tevez, Wazza? He went, yeah, mate, just smash into him. And I did it. And then I went and showed Waz that. And he went, fucking hell, mate, that's only a scratch.
Yeah, I knew it was that. So would I, you fucking shit, mate?
Yeah, funny as. And then Harry Kewell as well, he was brilliant. I think he used to play for Liverpool, I'm not sure. Australian, anyway. He was really sound for ex-pro. His Achilles went. Tony Bellew's Achilles went as well.
Oh, yeah, he got injured.
Yeah, he got injured, had to come off, which is a shame. But I will say, shout out to Billy Wingrove and Toby, because I said to Redknapp, I said, these will be good when they come on. Toby, in my opinion, changed the game. He was brilliant.
Toby was real.
Absolutely good. Class. Billy, his hamstring went, but he played on.
Lennon.
Yeah. Aaron Lennon, he's rapid. He's class as well.
He was, mate, unreal.
Yeah.
Defoe was a joke.
Defoe's just, listen, JD's JD, mate. You don't lose it, do you?
No.
But yeah, Trezeguet, actually, after I had that incident with Trezeguet, he said something to me. I can't remember what it was. I don't know if it was funny. In French. What?
Being funny with you.
This is what I mean. I don't know what he said. He would.
I speak fluent, though. So go on.
Well, I can't remember what he said. But he either said something along the lines of, like, you want to be a prick, be a prick. Obviously, didn't they say them words, but that sort of. Or he said, like, fair play. Do you know what I mean? Can we both went into each other? So it was one of them ones. Then Tevez, obviously, I went into Tevez. Tevez went into me. And then as Tevez stood up, he pushes me in the back. Right? So first of all, I got a nibble out of Carlos Tevez. Fucking, I mean, get me out of your head, mate. He did score four.
It is.
Then, obviously, 5 seconds later, comes back to me, slaps hands and crack on, leave it on the pitch.
You do leave it on the pitch.
Yeah, I still think he's a prick, though. And I was debating, don't you phone, mate? I was debating whether to get him to sign my shirt after the game. And that solidified. He did not sign my shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he speak to you whatsoever after?
What is it to say?
Like, fucking hell, stop. Why'd you keep snapping me?
No, he's a prick. Simple as. Yeah, no, so after the game, went and said hello, took photos, etc. Got my family on, said hello, took photos, then went into the changing rooms, got my shirt, went round, got everyone to sign it. But yeah, no, I didn't get Tevez to sign it.
You didn't. Did you get a lot of people from the other changing room to do it, though?
Yeah, got everyone.
Except Tevez?
Yeah.
Did he notice that, do you think?
I don't know. I hope so, to be honest. Not that he's going to be asked at all. But I gave it to... Who did I give it to? I think it was Schmeichel. So Schmeichel's there. I'm holding it. He's signing it. And Tevez is there. And then he's kind of put his hand out to get the pen or whatever. Not fully. And I've just kind of like moved it around. And I give it to... I think I give it to Zoo after that, yeah. Zoo signed it. But listen, I'm not asked... Listen, I was debating it in the first place to come on and bag four past me. That confirms it.
Wow, so there was actually real life beef.
There's no beef, mate, because he'll be fucking in his millionaire house.
And so will you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? What's before that? You're probably next door neighbours. You better get on with him. Do you know what I mean? If he's got an house down here, he's got to live on your road.
You're a weirdo.
What?
You're a weirdo. I just want you to know that. Then comes the after party.
Yeah.
Everyone's there. I'm watching Benucci dance to Britney Spears.
Having a chin wag with Maguire, wasn't
it? Yeah. Maguire was there, said hello. Spoke to me about my performance. You know what I mean? I said, fucking hell, do you need me at United? No comment. But yeah, no, there was. Most people went back there, stayed for a little bit, chilled. And then, yeah, it was just an outstanding night. Outstanding occasion, and will forever be the best night of my life, the best day of my life.
Well, I'd like to say
thank you.
I'm very proud of you, mate.
Thank you.
It was an honour to watch you.
Thank you.
You're flying the flag, so keep fucking going.
I will do. Thank you very much, mate.
So,
yeah,
that was Soccer Aid out of the way, the big boy. Now let's briefly move on to Ballers League. You had a speech prepared, you said. Never got to hear it.
Yeah, that was unlucky, weren't it?
Can you hear what you would have said?
No, I'll save it for next season. Ballers League, it was fun and really enjoyed it. Ultimately, I think we lost the game because MVP's wildcarded in the goalkeeper from Germany. He was player of the season for the last 3 years. Unbelievable. We had six shots inside the 6 yard box and didn't score one. Pathetic from our shooting point of view, but also shows how good the goalkeeper was. Incredible. I think the 12 minutes before the game changes, we were the better team. 100% outplayed them, more shots, tested them more. Then when the game changes come, MVPs beat us. And that is the history of Ballers League. That's why they call game changers. But what I will say is, as I walked off after we've lost, you know, guess who I bumped into?
Who?
Will Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, spoke to Will Smith. Got introduced to him. And yeah, it was a good 45-second chat. Really nice guy. I went, fucking hell, Will, don't hit me. I didn't, but...
You're used to things finishing in 45, though, aren't you?
Bit weird, to be honest. Don't make it weird.
What about a half? You've played a lot of
football. Oh, football, yeah. I played 90 minutes, didn't I, the other day? Yesterday, actually, as we're recording this, yeah. And people were saying, don't do him dirty. 90 minutes, that is... And you know the best thing is? I screenshotted someone's tweet. Someone tweeted, I hope he gets a Simon treatment and gets less than 5. So I'm going to get a screenshot of the night, yeah. Oh no, fuck that, I don't even know who he is. But what I will do is I'm going to screenshot the night, yeah, and I'm going to reply it to him. Just so he knows I'm in his head.
I like that.
Thank you. But to be honest, oh, go on.
I played in the creator match.
You did actually, yeah, sorry. Sorry, well, fucking hell, you might as well, you know what I mean?
What?
Well, no. I actually missed some of that because I was obviously speaking to the boys. And then going in and out the streaming booth. Talk to me about the creators match.
I think I may as well have been a ball boy. There's people laughing at me and shit.
Just ignore it.
The confidence in that.
What? Why? What's wrong?
So obviously I went there and I thought, you know, I might get a little bit of game time. About 2 minutes.
How long did you play?
Just about 2 minutes.
What?
Huh?
How long did you play?
Just about 2 minutes.
Are you fucking serious?
I'd say about three and a half.
Three? Who was the manager?
Nico.
I'm sorry.
He actually messaged me when I got home, though.
Saying what? Do you want a free packet of shades?
No, so I seen him when we was walking out and he went to me, what's happening? Do you enjoy it? And I went, yeah, for the fucking 2 minutes I was on. And then I think he felt bad.
Rightly so, he should.
Yeah,
have.
But then he was like, oh, I had a lot of people. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? Yeah. It's one of those. He's obviously not a manager. Yeah. So he doesn't understand the game, challenge situation. Everyone makes mistakes.
It was like a bit of a thing. So, like, obviously, Chunks had a big say as well on what was going on. And he was like, obviously, we want to have fun, but we also want to win the game.
Yeah.
So... to when it was getting a bit techy, they just subbed like the footballing creators on.
Yeah. Did you win or not?
No, we got beat.
Oh, so it worked.
Yeah. Whereas I did think it was going to be a lot more mess about.
Yeah, you thought it'd be a lot more jokey.
Yeah. So yeah, they was doing that. And then...
would you not class you as one of the footballing ones?
No, like I'm one about the people whose content is football.
Right, so who was on the pitch then?
I'm not really good at these names. Eman.
Eman, football, yeah. Very good as well.
Mane,
yeah.
Very good
player. Very good footballer. You've got AJ Shabil, yourself, George Clarkey, Kenny, Nicola, Teo,
Eman. Teo, they had Teo on. Eman.
Yeah, Teo, Eman, Mane. George Clark.
George went on, no.
Kenny?
Nope.
AJ Shabil?
AJ was on.
Didn't do football. KSI in that?
Yeah, they did put KSI on, but outfield.
Chunks?
If he keeps subbed himself off, to be fair.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's them all, mate. So
Urges,
right, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
So they went all out with the football.
So they went all out with the football creators, basically. And they subbed Nico on to take the last penalty.
And he missed.
So, yeah. But it was good.
Nico actually played a bigger part in the game than you.
Yes. I was just buzzing to be there, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
Being in the changing rooms with everyone, walking out and doing it, it was sick.
How did it feel to meet Balotelli?
Oh my God, brilliant.
You get a photo with him?
Nah. I feel weird asking people for pictures.
Well, okay, I hear that because I did say that before.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I just feel like they probably feel like they can chill when the... Do you know what I mean? Then you're my every room. I don't know. That's how I just felt. But yeah, I wish I did, but I didn't. But yeah, he messaged me when I got back and was like, "Yo, I hope we got up. Sorry, I didn't give you enough time. I just wanted to. And I was like, "Nah, don't stress." Obviously, there was a lot of people. Like, I think there was like 6 to 8 people on the bench.
To be fair, so it's quite tough
in a 20-minute game.
20-minute game plus game changers. I feel
you're
for Nicole.
You're not gonna have to swap people around in a game changer. So you've got 40 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good math, yeah.
Is it? 7-7, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Don't worry. Calm down.
So you got 40 minutes to
get it's a tough job for him to do, especially not never being a manager before. But listen, you are a better player than 3 minutes at a push. But
I am.
Clearly you're fucking not.
But I knew this was going to happen, so as soon as I got the ball the first time, it was coming to the end of the half, so I just did it.
Did you hit the target?
Nope. Oh my God, do you know what was embarrassing?
Go on.
When they first got there, he was in the huddle and he was seeing the team and then he said my name in the starting lineup, yeah? And then like him and Manny was like, And then he went, "Oh, Taze, you're not starting." And I was like,
that is embarrassing. Who started over you?
Manny.
Understand.
Which I get. I do get it. But I think he said one too many players.
Yeah.
So he went, "Oh, Taze, you're going to have to start off." I was like, "Oh, sweet."
Yeah, it's fair enough.
But in my vlog, when I was vlogging it, I was like, "Oh my God, we're starting." And he went, "Oh, Taze."
I know, because I've watched the vlog.
Have you?
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks. Chill though, glazing and shit.
I've not really watched it. Chill the fuck out, seriously. And just end this now, because I'm going to lose my shit.
Do you even subscribe to my YouTube channel?
Do I fuck? Are you mad?
Go on YouTube. Don't press it, by the way.
YouTube. Taze.
Let me see.
See?
Subscribed.
Do you know what I mean? I back a brother.
You do.
Do you know what I mean?
You do. Well, that's been a nice podcast.
It's been a very nice podcast. If you've got any other questions about soccer, leave them in the comments. Because I touch up on it again. But yeah, thank you very much for watching, everyone. Absolute legends. I appreciate you all for getting me into soccer aid and getting Taze into ballers as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, thank you very much, everyone, for your support. The link will be in the description as well if you do want to donate anything else to UNICEF. Great cause for kids all around the world. So yeah, thank you very, very much. Make sure you leave a like, subscribe if you're new. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave us 5 stars. And we'll see you next time.
Au revoir.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.